with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump by the way, brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. .com. Pump it. .com. Why did I go to Dr. Evil there? .com. It's right. Just... But,
get your fin- you get your pinky up to your mouth?
Right. .com. Yes. .com. Right. Okay, this is awesome, exciting, amazing news. A new Flaming Hot Cool Ranch Taco might be on its way to Taco Bell this week. It's already been spotted at a few locations, but there's a rumor it's going to go national in the next few days. So, folks, we're going to take the Doritos Locos Taco, the Cool Ranch Doritos Loco Taco, and we're up in the game with a Flaming Hot version of the Cool Ranch Doritos Locos Taco.
Listen to the fans, and the fans have spoken. The Doritos Cool Ranch Taco was fantastic, and I'm not sure why they got rid of it.
I am surprised. I don't know if maybe just the overhead was too much. It costs more to make and not enough people would. Think people would. Like, if I had a choice between just the regular Doritos Loco and the Cool Ranch Doritos Loco, I'm taking Cool Ranch every single time, right?
Mm-hmm. Now they're making it spicy. A little bit better.
Look, I have a problem when it comes to Taco Bell. And here's the problem. It's nothing with the food or anything. The problem is when I go there, I always end up getting like $38 worth of food, okay? Mm-hmm. And then the next day when I wake up covered in cheese sauce and taco dust and God knows what else, I go, why? Mm-hmm. Why did I do this to myself? And later on, I sit there on the toilet thinking about my life choices. Yeah, it's what it is.
You got to pay for your Taco Bell twice.
You do. You really
one time at Taco Bell, the other time later on in the toilet.
Once on your bank statement and the other time with your plumbing. That's how it is. But it's so good. And we've talked about this before. There has to be just like a warehouse. Wherever Taco Bell is set up, right, there's got to be a warehouse.
Full of drunks and stoners.
Exactly.
And ideas. And they're coming up with concoctions of all the different things they come up with at Taco Bell. It's amazing. Yeah.
Do you have a favorite item? Like if you were,
You know what? It's coming back. I already talked about this once, but spring, there's a rumor that they're re-releasing the Mexican pizza in four different versions. Dude, I love the Mexican pizza. It was
that's
so good.
Stuff. That's good stuff. Well, see, the problem is it all tastes so good. So you always want like a smorgasbord of Taco Bell. All right. Mm-hmm. You want something crunchy. You want something spicy. You want something maybe in the middle. And so you just you're like, all right, I'll take this. And then why don't you throw in this?
Do you ever get the Nacho Bell Grande?
Oh, yeah. Always. Always.
Cool. Question.
Yeah.
Do you use the sport to just crush it all up and eat it with the sport?
No.
Or do you do with the chips?
What I do is I get all the chips. I do as much chip work as I can. And then
and then
I just get there and the slop that's left over. The broken up chips and the last bit of beans and sour cream. It's all right there. It's just all.
I gave up a long time ago. I just mashed that thing all up together.
I just slam my face into it and just eat it like a pig. So I'm very excited about this. I will be checking in with Taco Bell every day to make sure because this has got drunk Brock written all over it. This is right there for me. Unfortunately, my booty hole is going, don't do it. Don't do it. Hey, come on, man. Still paying for the last time. Anyway, coming to Taco Bell. Very exciting. Lastly, a study has been done about the grossest words in the English language. Hunter, what do you think the grossest word was?
I don't know. We talked about moist for a while, that one time while
back.
See,
moist doesn't bother me. It's a good descriptive word, moist, you know? Mm. It's not like something I'm busting out in the bedroom like, oh, yeah, you're so moist. Like, you don't say that. You know what I mean?
So you got a full list of these words, huh?
I do. So you got ooze. Ooze is on there. That's not too bad. Curd is on there. That's number 10. Curd. Yeah.
Like a cheese curd.
Like a squeaky cheese curd. Fester is on there. My favorite one that's on the list I thought would be higher up. Number 5, splooge.
Oh, jeez.
Splooge.
Yeah, say that at the Thanksgiving table. See what Grandma does. You're going to cringe a bit. Yeah, you're going to get kicked out of Thanksgiving by using that word.
This moist turkey is going to make me splooge.
All right. What's one of the other ones?
You ruined Thanksgiving.
I can't listen to that word anymore.
Seepage was number 3.
See, that one's bad, too.
Yeah, seepage
like
is pretty bad.
It makes a noise to me for some reason.
Speaking of Taco Bell, that one comes into play. phlegm was in there, and the number 1 was pus. That was the number 1 grossest word on there. So, by the way, sorry to everyone who's eating breakfast right now or packing up the kids' lunch, whatever you're doing. Sorry, we wrote it.
Pus is probably the worst one for me.
That one's just because we all know. Like, we've all
seen it. There was one time in fifth grade rocket football, dude. This kid had a goiter on his neck, and he got hit wrong. and popped it. Ugh. Ugh. It was pussy, dude. Oh,
you know, it's bringing up that. How do people watch that, like Dr. Pimple Popper? Do you ever
yeah,
see
how
that?
How is that a thing? How do you sit there? Dude, I want to see another episode.
People
what?
Are,
why?
Dude, you. I have never seen an episode, and I won't ever. Like, when you're scrolling on YouTube or Facebook video or whatever, and, dude, right away, just go. I just right past it. And even in my mind, though, I'm like, I bet you that was gross. I bet you that was effing gross, dude.
Dude, some of those are so bad.
If you like those videos, you're sick. You're sick in the head. All right.
Wait, what is that? What?
Sick in the head. I don't get it.
Hey,
I don't
you
get
know what?
It.
People do, though, because it's a show on TV that has multiple seasons.
Well, I think we've ruined everyone's day. We started off great, getting everyone just geeked up about Taco Bell, and then we talked about Dr. Pimple Popper, splooge. All right, there you go. That is your morning dump by brought to you by Pump That Septic. We'll be back. More of